I'm absolutely thrilled to dive into this. Market strategist Tom Lee is predicting a massive structural realignment in global finance. We're seeing traditional banking systems and decentralized crypto networks rapidly converging into a single, unified market, with Ethereum acting as the central technological connector. It's a game changer.
It is a significant shift. Historically, we had a clear divide. Traditional finance relied on centralized intermediaries and legacy clearing systems, while cryptocurrency operated on decentralized peer-to-peer ledgers. They were fundamentally different worlds.
But that divide is closing fast. We're seeing major asset managers launch crypto funds, banks explore digital settlement layers, and regulators formally recognize digital assets. The walls are coming down.
And that's where Ethereum's unique advantage lies, its programmability.
Exactly. Unlike Bitcoin, which functions primarily as a store of value, Ethereum operates as a global computing layer through smart contracts. These are self-executing agreements that automate transactions the moment predetermined conditions are met. It's incredibly efficient.
That architecture is what enables the tokenization of real-world assets. We're talking about stocks, bonds, real estate, and private equity being brought on-chain.
And when you combine that with Layer 2 scaling solutions, the potential is huge. Transaction costs drop, processing speed increases, and Ethereum provides the infrastructure for fast, transparent, and low-risk on-chain settlement. It's making institutional adoption a reality.
For everyday investors, this convergence democratizes access to previously exclusive investment classes. We're looking at fractional ownership, automated dividend distributions, and seamless cross-border liquidity.
It's empowering. However, it also means cryptocurrency will no longer operate as a speculative niche. It's becoming mainstream.
That's right. Instead, crypto markets will increasingly mirror traditional macroeconomic drivers, including interest rate shifts, regulatory developments, and institutional capital flows.
So, investors must adapt to a hybrid environment where digital assets are treated as core components of the broader financial system. It's a new normal.
And the transition to a fully integrated financial ecosystem will require ongoing regulatory refinement, institutional infrastructure development, and broader public education. There's work to be done.
But the trajectory is clear, and it's promising.
As banks, asset managers, and payment processors increasingly build on Ethereum-compatible networks, the distinction between traditional exchanges and decentralized protocols will continue to fade.
Ethereum is evolving from a standalone cryptocurrency into the foundational settlement layer and execution engine for a new era of finance.
Ultimately, the future of global markets is not a competition between Wall Street and crypto. It's a unified system where both operate together, with Ethereum already laying the technical groundwork for this transformation.